The fate of the $20 billion merger between Hewlett-Packard and Compaq is still unknown today, 3 days after the voting deadline for Hewlett-Packard shareholders. Hewlett-Packard executives claim the deal won approval by a narrow margin, but opponents are not giving up the fight. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on the laborious process leading up to an official result.
Both Hewlett-Packard and Compaq make computers that can perform millions of calculations every second. But when it comes to tallying merger votes, HP does it the old-fashioned way, with a room full of workers hand-sorting paper ballots. White ballots from supporters of the deal, green ballots from opponents.
First, we'll begin by unpacking all the materials and see what kind of what we've got, how much we've got, and then start the process of getting the proxies from each side in order alphabetically so that we'll be able to determine the latest dated instruction for every account.
Michael Barbera is vice president of IVS Associates, the Delaware firm hired by HP to count the votes. Part of the company's challenge is that shareholders can change their minds and send in multiple ballots or proxies. Only the last one counts, so IVS has to determine which ballot that is. Vote counters manually check dates and signatures. Either side can raise time-consuming challenges, which IVS then has to arbitrate.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the way the system works. I wish it was different, but it's not.
Too bad the high-tech stockholders couldn't use a high-tech voting system, like, say, Florida's. After the embarrassment of the 2000 presidential election, Florida outlawed its old punch card ballots with their notorious dimpled and pregnant chads. And on Tuesday, while Hewlett-Packard was collecting paper proxies, Sarasota, Florida held the state's first countywide election using new Ivotronic touchscreen voting machines.
Same as about touching your microwave oven, and then you cast your vote button at the top of the screen, and that's all there is to it. It's a real simple process. The voters in Sarasota absolutely loved the system.
Election supervisor Kathy Dent says the system records votes electronically, and once the county's precincts are fully wired this fall, Sarasota should be able to provide election results almost instantly.
We're looking more for accuracy and the confidence that the voters have in the system. The media is more concerned with the speed of the results.
Sarasota passed its school tax measure with 63% of the vote. Official results of the Hewlett-Packard election are still weeks away. Meanwhile, a planning team of more than 900 HP and Compaq workers continues to prepare for the merger, despite the knowledge their work may be in vain. And investors, who've grown used to instant information, are left to play a guessing game about whether the merger will take place. Any forecast is necessarily tentative. Whether the companies do unite to form the world's largest personal computer maker will depend on the tally of hundreds of thousands of green and white slips of paper. Scott Horsley, NPR News.